coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand these things. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Prevailing Prayer.
Hallelujah.
Same thing for the cell member. They made you a cell leader. Then you come back and say, my cell members don't come. I was given 10 people. Only two are coming. You were given 10 people. Who do you think will account for those 8? You think it's your pastor that will account for them? It's you. Jesus will hold you responsible for the 8 that you can't find. In your own interest, go and find them. Go and find them. You know what a soul is? Coming back to tell us, I have 5 members. They don't come. They don't like to come. They don't like to come. Say, I don't understand my cell members. They don't come. Instead of you to be weeping, you should be weeping. You should get into your room, lock yourself and be crying that you have not found them. Cry! If you couldn't cry when you wanted to cry, cry that you could not cry. Let me tell you something. Listen. Let me tell you something. Several years ago, I had an experience in the things I thought I should have been moved about. This should have brought me to tears. And I thought, so I was so dry-eyed, I started crying that I could not cry. I was crying for myself. I felt sad for myself that such a thing did not move me. I was crying. How could I be unmoved? I said, Father, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. How could I be unmoved? Have I come to this level? I was crying to God. Crying that I did not cry. And then, of course, oh, like the old saints who say the heavens broke. And my soul was blessed. What a fountain. See, so what I'm saying to you is this. You need to understand that this is serious business. We're talking about souls here. We're dealing with something very serious. Look at it. He says, for as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. As soon as Zion travailed, not before Zion travailed. As soon as Zion travailed. So ask, Pastor, Mrs. Pastor, when was the last time you wept for souls? When was the last time you wept? When was the last time? Or are you weeping that you don't like the way they are treating you? You know, there's so much carnality in the church. People would rather cry the way they were treated by the usher, by brother so-and-so, by pastor so-and-so. Somebody mistreated me. I can't imagine what they are. Oh, you're feeling bad for yourself. When was the last time you wept for souls? Maybe those who are backslidden from the church and you have not found them. When was the last time your eyes watered? If it is too long ago, you need to pray. First, that God should forgive you. That something that is so important became so light in your heart. I cry almost every day. Almost every day. Not because I want to cry. Not like I just sit down and say, I'm going to cry now. If that were the case, I would have even liked it. But it's not so. It doesn't happen that way. It's like saying, I want to feel hot now. You can't feel hot now. The circumstances must create that heat. You understand? Uh-huh. So it's my heart. As I set my heart on the things of God, and as I set my heart on the things happening in our world and what we have to do and the power of the gospel, all of these things, as I set my heart, those emotions just, you know, get arrested. And the next thing, I'm vibrating there, you know, with tears. And I'm praying with tears. And it happens to me every so often. But that is the ministry of the Spirit. I know that it's the Holy Ghost that is causing it to happen in me. And so he causes me to pray as I should pray in a way that can affect other people. And then he also gives me the means to prosecute his cause. And then you find miracles are happening, great things are happening. God is supplying all that is necessary to make it happen. Why? Because the Holy Spirit can channel his thoughts, channel his emotions through me. He says, likewise, the Spirit helped our infirmities. See, haven't you seen it? Romans chapter 8, verse 26. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself, the old King James says itself, is supposed to be himself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. With groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And when we pray like this, the 28th verse then says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can't be dry-eyed. Even singers. Yeah, yeah. You can't be dry-eyed. No, you can't. You want to have substance. And not just be known by people, you want to be known by God. See, there's a big difference between someone who's known by the crowd and someone who's known by God. There's a big difference. Those who are known by the crowd will never be sustained because the crowd doesn't have the means to sustain them. And you very quickly pass away as a tale that is told. See, but you don't want to be a mere story. You want to make an impact, a lasting, deep impact in the hearts of men that will go down through eternity. And if that's what you want, then this kind of prayer is for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Zion travailed. Look at Psalm chapter 2, Psalm 2 and verse number 8. He's talking about the same thing here. Psalm 2, verse 8. He says, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen, the heathen. Can you see that? Those who don't know God. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. You gotta ask. You gotta ask. And that asking is not standing by the Father, I ask for the heathen in Jesus' name. I receive. No! This heathen is talking about you're gonna have them come as spiritual children. That means you're going to have to travail to give birth. Give birth. See, you'll have to let the Holy Ghost minister through you, carry out his ministry of intercession through you. You have to yield yourself for the Holy Spirit to work through you, pray through you. He wants to. He wants to. He wants to pray through you so that the Father would respond accordingly. Because only the Holy Spirit can pray accurately We don't have the best words to pray as we should, but the Holy Ghost knows what to do. He knows what to say. Hallelujah.
Stir yourself to take a hold of God in this concluding segment with the man of God, Pastor Chris. Be elevated to higher realms of prevailing prayer as Pastor Chris teaches on the importance of soul travail. Listen and be blessed.
Now, go to the next portion we're going to read, still in line with this. Galatians chapter 4, this time verse 19. Galatians chapter 4. My little children, you see, this is the New Testament now. Paul knew what it was to travail in birth. Look what he says. My little children, talking to the Galatian church, of whom I travail in birth again. He already did it before they were born again. Now look at it. He's doing it again because they're going carnal. See, they're going carnal. He says, haven't begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? That's in the third chapter he charged them. So now he says, of whom I travail in birth again. See, because they're not living right, he's going back to prayer. And not ordinary prayer, travail. He says, I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. I'm going to be praying, he says. I'm going to travail in prayer until Christ is shown alive in you. Can you see this is labor, brother? Now you can understand why he says we are co-laborers together with God. This is labor. Not just wearing of suits. See what I mean? Being a good pastor is not dressing fine. That's just our camouflage. It's just our cover for all the crying we do. And people don't get to know that. So look at us looking nice and, you know. But there's much more. There's much more. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again. Until Christ be formed in you.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.